This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. If you tuned in looking for Bradley today, he's off. I'm Tim Brown, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com, and for our Muslim friends, that's who we'll be talking about today. I'm the infidel that Allah warned you about. I hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. And I'll be filling in for Bradley today live here from the U.S.-occupied state of South Carolina, where it is very wet outside the bunker here. So if you would like to join us this hour on the SonsLibertyRadio.com, the number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. All I ask is you stick to the topic. We're not going to do Chinese buffet. And we're going to be talking about Muslims who have been elected in the midterms in the United States of America this hour. So if you've got a comment on that and you'd like to call in, the number is 1-866-582-9933. Also, you can find us on the internet at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can follow Bradley on Twitter at BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1. And let's see, Facebook, you can pick him up there as well as Google Plus. You can find us at Sons of Liberty Media there. So several places where you can check us out. So do that. I want to point you quickly over to a few things that we've got going on at sonsoflibertymedia.com, and then in the second segment, we'll pick up this what's going on in politics, especially regarding the growing number of Muslims who are running and winning political office here in the United States. So with that in mind, sonsoflibertymedia.com, you remember when Donald Trump was alleged to have said a certain word for feces about other countries? And the media had a field day with that. In fact, it was something like I've never seen before. CNN actually used the word a bazillion times in reporting on it. No censorship, no, you know, things like they do with the N word or the F word, how they say it like that. And yet, here we have Michelle Obama, and she slips the tongue of using the same word. And it's like, the media praises her for it, and people on Twitter praise her for it, and they want her to be president, evidently, because of it. I don't know how that qualifies you to be president, but check that out at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Give us your comments. Give your feedback on that. Look at what else our politicians have done to America. This is about population control and Agenda 21 from one of our newer contributors. And so take a look at that also at sonsoflibertymedia.com. You know, around my house, there's been some Christmas music playing and stuff. And I don't know, every other hour or something, you hear a rendition of Baby It's Cold Outside. It has nothing to do with Christmas. It's a winter themed song, obviously. But Anybody who pays attention to it knows what's going on there. It's a guy trying to woo the woman to stay in, you know, with him, and while it's snowing outside, and let's just not talk about how cold it is out there. Let's talk about how warm it is in here. And yet there are some people now claiming that song, okay, that song is a date rape song. It's about date rape. And the twistedness of men's mind when it comes to these things is absolutely amazing. Also, sonslibertymedia.com, by Jesse Lee Peterson, fake news media run PR campaign for illegal migrants. And yes, they did. It's interesting, isn't it? But we covered the story where they got to the border. Some of them tried to rush the border. That's called an invasion. That's not looking for asylum. These people are not looking for asylum. Look at the clothes they're wearing. I mean, they're not tattered and worn and all this. They're like brand new. And, you know, when they said there was the reports that, and I had one of them, where the migrants were taking the women and children and pushing them to the front when they were firing the tear gas in their direction. Well, look, there were women and children. There's no doubt about that. We've got photographic evidence that there were. But there's a large percentage of young, able-bodied men who are coming. Now, some people make the argument, and I've been on construction sites where this is true. A lot of times the men will go ahead of the women. Oftentimes they'll come to a place and they would work and they'll send their money back. And these were people who, you know, I didn't ask their status. I know some of them did have green cards that I worked with in my 18 years in construction, and some of them were illegal. They were clearly illegal when you had a bump up, you know, with your car or something on site and they didn't want you calling cops. There was a reason for that. Anyway, the point is that the media took that and put it out front as sort of this appeal to your heart. You know, let these people in, take care of them, this, that, and the other. These people knew it was illegal for them to come into the country in the first place. The second thing is you have to ask the question, did women and children actually get them to, you know, did the media actually bring them out for you to hear some sad sob story from them? And I do apologize. I'm having to broadcast from a different part of the house today because my children got into my computer and did something. So if you hear little voices around, we're trying to keep it quiet. It's just live radio here in the house. Anyway, a couple more things at sonslibertymediaradio.com I want to point your attention to. And then in the next segment, we're going to get on this issue of Muslims being elected to office. Muslim defense contractors, Anim Corporation, who are big Democrat donors, have been indicted for swindling billions from Pentagon and violating Iran sanctions. They may have swindled them from the Pentagon, but they're really stealing it from you, America. And finally, Minnesota Representative-elect Ilhan Omar, this is a Muslim woman who was elected. We're going to talk about that in just a minute. Like members of the Jewish community, I know how it feels to be hated because of my religious beliefs. Yeah, because you're one of them that hates Jews. I mean, that's so clear. Look, I'm not going to sit here and pontificate on Jews, but this is clear anti-Semitism what this lady promotes. On the other side of the break, pick this up, talk about Muslims being elected to office in the United States. Hang on.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, this is Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson of the Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show out of Los Angeles, California. Bradley Dean's radio show, he is one of the bravest white men on this side of heaven promoting freedom, love of God, and love of country. You will not be disappointed. Check out Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Do you need extra cash to buy gifts or just to pay all those extra bills during the holidays? Well, now you can get cash fast this holiday season with a personal loan for up to $5,000 right from your phone or PC at 79cash.com. How fast can you get your cash? Well, with 79cash.com, our lenders can have your cash at your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com and you can get the cash loan you need now. So if you need cash fast this holiday season to buy gifts or pay all those extra bills, go to 79cash.com and get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. This is our second segment here. If you'd like to join us, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Please stick to the topic, which is going to be how many Muslims were elected to political office here in midterms 2018. This is not being talked about a lot. And these numbers continue to grow. And you go, well, they're just like us. And some of you people out there actually think this is an Abrahamic religion, Islam. It's not. It came, my goodness, it came 2,000 years after Abraham. It has nothing to do with Abraham. It has nothing to do with Christ. And if you think so, you really, really need to do the homework. You need to go back. You need to do like Thomas Jefferson did. Get you a copy of the Quran. Read what it says. And understand the enemy that now is not across the ocean, but is within. Thomas Jefferson did that, and people make a big deal. I mean, Keith Ellison has, you know, Thomas Jefferson's Quran that he's going to be sworn into Congress on, which is about the stupidest thing I can think that somebody could do. But the fact of the matter is that Thomas Jefferson got that Quran not to learn about Islam, to follow it, but in order to deal with the enemy that he had to deal with. And he did that in the Barbary Wars. And he didn't play the games that we want to play with them. Oh, we're going to arm you, and then all of a sudden, when you get what you want, you're going to turn against us. That's just the stupidest thing you can do. And a lot of people have given Rand Paul a hard time about, you know, not sending aid to Israel. Well, Rand Paul is being consistent. He's like I am. I don't think we owe any country any aid. If you really want to know it, we have not authorized that at all in the Constitution. If you would like to point me different and cite the Constitution, please give me a call, 1-866-582-9933. Otherwise, don't give him a hard time about protecting your money. That's part of his job, too. Okay? We shouldn't be arming Muslims or Israelis, as far as I'm concerned. Okay? But getting to this issue on Muslims winning political office here in the United States. Many of you are familiar with a couple of Muslims who have, and when I use the term Muslim, sometimes we use Muslim to designate they're from a particular country. There are, and we're not necessarily specific to their religious ideology or their political ideology. And then sometimes we're using it very much, I'd like to distinguish that maybe from Islamists, those who actually believe the Quran, who are not radicals, they're devout, they believe it, and they want to obey it. But these people that we're going to speak about, these are people who are Islamists. They believe what the Quran says. Now, that doesn't mean that they're going to tell you that they believe it. Because if they did, they'd be exposed for what they're actually engaging in. But many of you are familiar with people like Keith Ellison. There are significant questions. I don't know why the good people of Minnesota are not up in arms, and I mean that in a literal sense, over what took place this year in the midterms. Keith Ellison, that guy being the attorney general, when you look at the numbers, Bradley has done an article on that. When you look at the numbers on that, what you'll find is there is no way people voted that guy in office. There's just no way. There's clear voter fraud there, like is going on up in North Carolina, where they're trying to steal the election from a Republican up there, where they stole it in Arizona. Kyrsten Sinema, who has no business representing Arizona there, she is corrupt. And she has no business in office. And I can't believe that the Republican there, Martha McSally, didn't challenge that. They did that. They almost got it done down in Texas. They tried to do it in Georgia. And they have been trying it down in Florida. And now we know that the lady over the Broward County elections, Brenda Snipes, was going to retire in January, and Governor Scott said, mm-mm, and he was running for the Senate. So he says, no, we're just going to can you right now. But, and he says, this is punishment. And my question is, that's not punishment. I mean, she doesn't have to work for a month. She's still going to get her pension. She was already making about $5,000 on a pension from her time working in the public indoctrination centers. And now she's going to get a pension from her time as election supervisor. I mean, this lady was making $200,000 a year. There's no punishment for her. If she broke the law, which we know she did, she destroyed ballots, and that came out long before the midterms, she should be punished. There should be some justice wrought on her. She should not be a free woman. Okay? There should be some justice brought upon her. She's stealing the people's money down there in Florida now, as far as I'm concerned. Anyway, sorry to get off topic. That's something about the election. So while you've heard about some of the Muslims who have won election this year, you probably have not heard about all of them. You may have heard, if you're in a particular area where Muslims were elected or where they were running for office, you may have heard of some of these. Others of you may not. A lot of offices were filled by Muslims this year here in the United States of America. What's even more concerning is the high percentage of Muslims who are voting. Okay? We're talking upwards of 95% of the Muslim population is voting. You hear that, people? 95% of Muslims are voting. And the candidates running are openly promoting the fact that they want to quote unquote, change our culture and society. Now, they don't tell you in so many words, but they do use the word change. It's kind of like Obama. We're going to change. Now, where does all this come from? Well, it comes from a group called JETPAC, J-E-T-P-A-C. It stands for Justice Education Technology Political Advocacy Center. Where do these people get this? Anyway, here's what they say. We seek to build a strong American Muslim political infrastructure and increase our community's influence and engagement. Well, what is their influence engagement going to be? What is the Muslim population who believes the Quran, who wants to follow after their founder, the terrorist and pedophile Muhammad himself? What kind of influence is that going to be? It's going to be the promotion of their death cult, as though it's something good, as though it's something to embrace and to be like. Okay? They go on and say, we will take our place at the table across all levels of government. We will do this. Our philosophy of change is rooted in a community-based approach, grassroots mobilization, civics training, and technology application. We have developed our own training curriculum, as well as proprietary social media technology and automation tools. I wonder if they're working with Facebook to shut conservatives down who point out what Muslims actually believe, to give our fellows the skills and resources they need to win elections. One does have to wonder if some of those skills and resources are voter fraud. At least I wonder about that. I wonder if that's a part of the plan that's being used there. So, there's been a lot. There's been a lot of people who have won office. The federal level, Rashida Tlaib from Michigan, Ilhan Omar from Minnesota, Andre Carson from Indiana. Of course, Andre's been in there. He's an incumbent. And then when we get down to the state, actually, I had Keith Ellison at the federal level. I don't know why I did that in the article. That's my error. But he should be under the state. He's the first Muslim attorney general in Minnesota history. Keep in mind, Minnesota is the place of, you know, Pa and Ma, Engel, Little House on the Prairie. And now you people have a corrupt, anti-American Islamist who has ties to the Muslim Brotherhood, other terror groups like CARE, and was head of the LGBT movement. On the other side of the plate, we're going to pick this up. Stay with us. There's a lot to cover.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Former President George H.W. Bush is making his final trip to Washington, D.C. Now, Bush's casket arrived at Ellington Field in Houston, en route to Washington, D.C., to a full military ceremony. As you heard there with the band playing Hail to the Chief, the Honor Guard moved the body onto Air Force One, which is being called Special Mission 41, for the flight to Washington, D.C. Former Vice President Dick Cheney on Fox News Sunday pays his respects to George H.W. Bush.
His knowledge of foreign leaders, people he'd worked with over the years, his understanding of the military, he was a great leader.
The Pentagon is identifying a fourth U.S. service member killed after an explosion in Afghanistan. 24-year-old Army Sergeant Jason Mitchell McCleary was the fourth person killed from a roadside bomb on November 27th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
For the Sons of Liberty. All right. If you're tuned in looking for Bradley today, he is off. I'm Tim Brown, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. And if you'd like to join the conversation, the number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Stick to the topic. We're talking about Muslims who have taken political office here in the midterm elections 2018. And how that is significant. Now, one of the things that you know is that we all often talk about our foundations are Christian. They are not Muslim, despite what Barack Obama has said and others have said. In fact, when Obama had stated that Islam was in the very fabric of America, as though they had this significant impact, well, they were in our fabric, but they were in our fabric like some kind of moth or something. They were an ideology that we had to fight against because our people were being kidnapped, and that's what resulted in what is historically known as the Barbary Wars. Look, our dealings with the Muslims in this area is not since 9/11. And I'll go further. It's, you know, even though I agree with a lot of what Ron Paul said about us sticking our nose in places it doesn't belong, which we have a tendency to do that in other countries. The fact of the matter is it went long before the 1950s with the Shah and our overthrow there and those kinds of things. This is an ideology that the world, that has been a scourge on the world, for 1400 years. okay? And there's a history behind it. This is not something new. So when you really want to know what Islam is, go over there to the Middle East and ask people who actually live it. There was a guy, I actually found a book. I got it for like a dollar in one of these dollar general stores. I found it. I thought, well, this looks interesting. Waleed Fares, he was an advisor to the Bush administration. He grew up in Lebanon, and he goes, the only time that you think about, that you hear about this idea of a moderate Muslim and moderate Islam and, the, you know, calling people radicals in Islam is in the West. He says, when we were growing up, you don't hear that. There was none of that. And that's what Turkish President Erdogan says as well. He says, it's not this moderate Islam. What are you people talking about? There's only Islam. You either are for it or you're against it. And the same thing happens with Christianity. We have those who call themselves moderate Christians, whatever that means. Now, you're either a Christian or you're not. You're either going to believe it or you're not. And that means you're taking all of it in. That's what Christians do. That's what Muslims do. Okay. So let's be clear about that. Okay. So I was going to give you a list. And before I do, what I want to point out is something very, simple that goes along with what our foundations are, because our foundations were laid long before the Constitution. Okay. And I echoed this time and again. I wish our Constitution would have been more explicitly Christian. Okay. I really do. But it wasn't. Yet, for a couple hundred years, our foundations were laid as Christian here in America. Many people have demonstrated that, but most only want to go back to the framers of the Constitution to try to do that. And I'm not going to take the time to do it, but what I'm going to say is go back and read the state laws long before the Constitution existed. Just take the issue of sodomy, for instance. I've written an article on that. I provided you the documentation of what state laws were in the 13 states then. Among them, New York had the death penalty, and they cited Leviticus for that, for people engaged in that. South Carolina had 21 years of hard labor. I don't know how that's really just. I guess that's somebody's attempt to be somewhat merciful, but it's not really justice for those who engage in that. So. But almost every one of those laws cited Leviticus for why it was a crime. In other words, they viewed it as a crime. Their punishments may have differed, but you know, quite a bit of them had death penalty for that crime. But when we go back, we see something else that's in history. And one of the things that my pastor, Michael Ware, the church that I go to, one of the things he pointed out. When he would give people the gospel was they would say, well, how do you know this? And he goes, well, I can tell you this. He said, I read the Bible now. And he says, I see that the things I was doing, the Bible talks about, and it says, this will happen. And he says, those things happen. He said, I know that's true. But he says, I also know that when I turn from those things, I begin to turn from those things, then the Bible says these things will start to happen. And those things start to happen too. And, I'm not saying experiences that what he's saying is the Bible is true because of what it says, and you can test it by your life. One of those things is in the blessings and cursings of Israel. And I want to lead this up into naming off these ones in the different states who have won, these Muslims who have won in the states. When God gave Israel the land, when he was bringing them into the land, and he reestablished a law there, he gave them blessings and cursings. The blessings came in about 12 verses or so there that you find in Deuteronomy chapter 28. And the curses span, you know, three or four times that much. And you can read them. We're basically seeing a lot of those curses come upon us here in America. You may think, well, it's great here in America. And it is. Don't get me wrong. But when you look at what's going on in America, it's only going to get worse the more we continue to follow this trail. So one of the things that is promised to the people of Israel, and you say, well, do you think that the United States is Israel? No, I think Israel in the Old Testament is the church, the ecclesia. That's, you know, it's nothing more than the assembly of the people of God. That's what the term ecclesia means. It means an assembly. And it's referenced to the people of God. In fact, Stephen in Acts chapter 7 references the church, the ecclesia, in the Old Testament. They're the assembly, and we know that. We see the assembly mentioned all throughout the Old Testament. And in the New Testament, the church is Israel. Okay, it's not hard to understand here. And Paul even distinguishes between those who are Israel or not of Israel. He's making that distinction. He says those who are real Jews are those who circumcise of the heart, not the ones of the flesh. So there is a distinction there. So these things apply to us as well. And we see them come into our lives, into our communities, and into our lands as a result of, you know, what God has said. So one of the things this occurs here is in verse 43 of Deuteronomy 28. It says, the foreigners who reside among you will rise above you higher and higher, but you will sink lower and lower. They will lend to you, but you will not lend to them. They will be the head, but you will be the tail. It's the direct opposite of the blessing that he gave in the first 12 verses. And then he goes on to say, all these curses will come on you. They'll pursue you and overtake you until you're destroyed because you did not obey the Lord your God and observe the commands and decrees he gave you. So what are we seeing today? We are seeing this go on. This isn't just with Muslims. We see it with a variety of foreigners who come in with a foreign law mentality. They come in with anti-American views, and they will not assimilate into the society. In other words, they will not do what the law demands in the Old Testament. The law in the Old Testament says, well, you treat the foreigner the same way you treat the native. They fall under the same law. They don't want to do that. They want to be above the law. Don't talk about us. Now we have these people wanting blasphemy laws. You can't say the truth about Muhammad or about Islam. They're pushing that kind of agenda. And sadly, even people who don't even believe in them want that advance, too. And they want that so that they can control you, okay? So that they can control what goes on, so that they can put forth the narrative that they want to put forth. Now, with that said, here is what Jetpack provided as far as numbers. And this by none other than Hamas Care, the Council on American-Islamic Relations, the unindicted co-conspirator in the U.S.'s biggest terror funding scheme there has been. Now, here's some of the things they show. We'll lead up into the break here, and then we'll start naming off some of these people in your states who have been elected, okay, all the way down to the local level. According to the report from Care, 95% of Muslim voters participated in the 2018 midterm election. 95%. Okay? That's huge of that community. Additionally, 78% of Muslim voters primarily voted for the Democrat Party candidates and 17 for Republican Party candidates. Now, look, both parties play off of each other. Okay, one advances the agenda, the other one is kind of, it squawks, but it doesn't do anything really to stop it, okay, overall. 46% of Muslim voters consider themselves liberal on social issues, while 35% consider themselves conservative. 43% of Muslim voters consider themselves fiscally conservative, while 40% consider themselves liberal. 26% of Muslim voters who primarily voted for Democratic candidates perceive themselves as being conservative on social issues. Now, I don't know exactly what that means, but I would assume from the Muslim mindset, it means conservative in the sense of what they're taught in Islam. Okay, that's going to be that's an assumption because they haven't defined it, but that's what I'm going to assume. 78% of Muslim voters who voted for Democrat Party candidates thought Islamophobia increased in the past year. Only 33% of Muslim voters who voted for Republican candidates thought Islamophobia increased in the past year. On the other side of the break, I'll let you know who won in your state, what you can do about it. Thank you.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Today, let's get off the bench and participate in reclaiming America's historical foundations, just like our patriot fathers have for generations before us. So let us all hold dear to our Christian roots, and together we will restore our nation's framework by gratefully supporting the Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
All right. Welcome back to the final segment of SonsLibertyRadio.com. If you'd like to join us in this segment, you got a comment, something you want to put in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Okay, quickly. There's a lot of these to go through, so I'm going to give you just a rundown of what's going on in each state. In California, we have about 11 people who won political office, all the way from city council to your school boards to other areas. One lady is in charge of wastewater there in West County. That seems like that's a questionable thing, considering some of the things that we've talked about with the tax and things of that nature. Florida, you have a state attorney who has won office there. In Georgia, you have a man, I believe this guy is a Pakistani immigrant, who won the state Senate there. In Illinois, you have a county board director, a county board person there in Illinois, District 5. Indiana, you guys keep electing Andre Carson. I can't figure that out to save my life, but you know, you're getting what you deserve for doing it, okay? In Iowa, the State House, you guys have somebody there from District 35 in Maryland. Your Board of Education now has a Islamists on it. And I'm not surprised with you guys in Maryland. You've been allowing those guys to tell you what they can do, what they can't do, demanding days off, time off, you know, for prayer time and all this other stuff. You guys have just been sitting back on that. And your kids are going to suffer for it. In fact, they are suffering for it now. In Michigan, you guys have six people who won office there, including Rashida Tlaib, who paraded herself around in the Palestinian flag. And she is an anti-Semite woman for sure. She's definitely an anti-Christian woman because she follows Muhammad. If you deny the incarnation, you are an antichrist, okay? That's just as simple as it is. And yes, that applies to those Jews who say that, that Christ is not the Son of God, that he didn't come in the flesh. It applies to them too. Read 1st and 2nd John, okay, to find out who an antichrist is. Also, Minnesota, you guys, five people to office there in Minnesota, including Keith Ellison as your attorney general, Ilhan Omar to as a congresswoman, a couple of people to state house, and also one to the Minneapolis Board of Education. New Hampshire, you've got two people there in office in the state house. In New Jersey, you guys, not surprising there either. You've been allowing it for far too long, too. That's 4, 6, 8. You've got 8 people from city council to a mayor to education and on up. Also, New Mexico, one person to the state house. New York, I'm surprised you guys don't have more, actually. There are 3 people there, one to the state house, one to the state senate, and one to the New York City Civil Court. In North Carolina, there are 2 there to the state senate and one to the state house. Ohio, you guys have 1 guy to the school board of education. In Pennsylvania, you have a state house representative now who's a Muslim. In Texas, you have 2, one to the district courts and one to the city council. In Virginia, you guys have 3 elected Muslims into political office, one to the school board, one to the city, and 2 to 2 different city councils. Now, with that said, to me, the most concerning, I mean, it's concerning that any of these people are being elected, okay? But it's most concerning, those who get elected to the judiciary, because they're the ones that you will actually face should you have some kind of charge of hate crime or blasphemy or, you know, whatever you want to have. And we know these people are already looking outside of American law to make their rulings. And you say, well, that's wrong. And I totally agree. I totally agree. But again, remember the curses coming upon you. Those curses are not dealing with the issue of, hang on a second. I lost my train of thought there. I got stuff going on in my mouth. Those issues are not going on because people are being lawful. The curses come because people are being lawless. Okay? And I apologize for that. I got distracted there for a moment. But the point is this. And by the way, that list was broken down by states from our friend Deplorable Kale at DeplorableKale.com. They come from that same report that I pointed to you. You can find this article there on sonsoflibertymedia.com, just how many Muslims won political office in 2018. The numbers may surprise you. Now, you say, well, why are you giving us all this? Here's my perception, okay? My perception is that even among people who are on our side, constitutionalists, Christians, conservatives, self-professed as such, the remedy for all of this, the things that we're having, abortion or the sodomites, you know, advancing, or the corruption that's happening in government, the Muslims moving in. And look, it isn't just Muslims, Hindus. That's contrary to our foundations as well. And other people, Buddhists and the like, who come in and who promote a philosophy. It's a vain philosophy against American ideology, which is based and rooted in the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments. And so many think and thought that Donald Trump would be a savior. They like the way he talked. Hey, I confess I did. I like the way he called out certain things. I still like that. But I also know what the man has said about himself. I know that some of the things that have how his life's been conducted. So I wasn't necessarily expecting a whole lot. I mean, I got to tell you, I probably got more than what I expected. But here's the thing. This time around, when this new Congress comes in, he's really going to begin to show you who he is. My guess is the same man that says, you know, your gun rights aren't to be infringed, period, will be the same guy who pushed that little red flag law stuff about taking your guns without due process. We'll maybe consider assault weapons bans since he has been, you know, pushed over to the ATF, something they're not even supposed to be doing. Law is made by Congress, and Congress doesn't have any authority to be dealing with guns or any of that stuff to determine whether or not bump stocks can be banned. That right there tells you. I mean, I think I've seen enough to know that there's going to be a lot of caving come these next 2 years. So while we expect gridlock on some things, there's going to be a lot of caving going on. Just watch and see. But they have looked for that. Many have been let down that he has not done more than what he's done, mainly bring justice to the corruption that was there in the office before him. Hillary Clinton continues to walk about, pontificate, attack him. So does Barack Obama. So does Eric Holder. So does Loretta Lynch. So does the rest of the crew in there. Continue to do that because he's not brought justice. And he goes, oh, you know, I wish I could tell the Justice Department. Mr. President, the Justice Department mentioned in the Constitution, you are. The buck stops with you, period. It starts with you. If your Justice Department isn't bringing justice on these people, that's your fault, not their fault. It's your fault. And you've got to get busy doing it. I mean, if you want to be believed, okay? But we already know where Donald Trump stands on the Clintons and stuff. He can tell you one thing, but then, oh, they're good people. We don't want to hurt them, da-da-da. You know the drill. So what can we do? It's very simple. People quote the passage. If my people who are called by my name, not the world, not the rest of America, but my people, God's people, who are called by my name, humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, and I will hear from heaven, will forgive their sin and heal their land. That's what God said he would do. The question to God's people here in America is, are you actually doing that? We've got a prayer time coming up on the 11th at our church where we're going to engage in prayer over the issue of personhood, confess our sin of allowing abortion to go on too long there, and ask God to intervene on our behalf and bring about an end to this holocaust of the death of millions of Americans. I hope you'll do the same. I hope that we'll start looking to God to be our Savior instead of a man. Until then, next time, 23 hours, Bradley be back with you.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.